Okay, today's daf is daf mem hei, psachim daf mem hei, and we will start with mem dalet amma beis towards the bottom of the amid amr labor of achi. But just one ha'ara, I didn't get to talk last time about the basa b'chalav. I just wanted to make one or two notes on basa b'chalav. The Gemara is we're in the sugya, we're deep in the sugya of tam ki'ikr and heter mitzarif l'isser, one of the major sugyas in Yaradeya. And we mentioned Rav Chaim, we mentioned others, and the Rabbi Yosef Engel in the past about whether Tam Ki Iker is a din mechudash or it's just a continuation of the din that the mamashas that was previously. Beis Hashem, we'll get to more of that today. But the Gemara was trying to figure out within Rabbi Akiva and the Rabbanan Shita, Tam Ki Iker and Hetam Misar Fel Isser, what is the source in the Torah and what do you extend it to? So one of the suggestions was it had to do with the Isser, the learning of Basa B'Chalav. Tabasa B'Chalav is Taima Ba'alman, it's Aser. So too, Loshno, you learn that to elsewhere. Then we ended up saying Ki'uli Nachrim. But just one hour about Basa B'Chalav. As we know, the Torah says three times, Lo Savasho Gedi B'Chalevi Mo. And we learn from there, it's also to eat basa b'chalav, it's also to get benefit from basa b'chalav, and it's also even to cook basa b'chalav. We mentioned this a couple of days ago in the context of the first cast of Mishnah in Ilchas Tumas Meis, where he describes the cooking of basa b'chalav as a siyag d'oraisa for eating basa b'chalav. The Torah asers bishul so that you don't come to eat it. And also it's a gilui milsa, that even though it only says bishul, we're able to learn, not out of a kal v'chomer, but just as a gilui milsa. It's inherently included in the Isser of Bishol, the Isser of cooking basa b'chalav. So the cats counted as various mitzvahs. The Sefer Chinuch counts it as a mitzvah tzadi beis, the mitzvah, the Isser of shalol vashel basa b'chalav. And then we have also later on in Parashas Kisisa, in Kuf Yud Gimel, the Isser of eating basa b'chalav. And that's where the Chinuch also discusses Isurei Hanoa of basa b'chalav there in Kuf Yud Gimel. This is based on the Rambam. And the Rambam in Pirush Mishnayis in Maseches Krisus on Daf Yud Gimel notes and explains, why do I only count two mitzvahs? If there are three surim, eating, hana'ah, and bishol, but I only count two mitzvahs, the isser of eating basa b'chalav and the isser of cooking basa b'chalav. Why is that? And why does he talk all about the isurim, isuri hana'ah, in this context of eating it? The end of Mitzvah Kuf Yud Gimel says the Chinuch, v'ha over aleha, v'achal kezayis ben abasar v'achalav, shespashlo b'yachad, b'mezid loke, aval nenebo, eino loke, l'fisha efshel anah b'li maisa, because it's a lafshim b'maisa, ein loke in a law, because it's possible to do it without a maisa. This is also a machlokas that we have touched on in the past. How does one define a lafshim b'maisa? What if you can do a maisa? So do you say because you can do a ma'isa, it's always defined as a lav she'ish ba'ma'isa? Because you can do it without a ma'isa, it's always defined as a lav she'ein ba'ma'isa? Different discussions, different days in the Rishonim. Or do you go by whether a ma'isa was done or not? Through a machlokas in the Rishonim. But the Isser Hana'ah is discussed here in Mitzvah Kuf Yud Gimel. Explains the Rambam in Maseches Krisus. After going through the background of the sugya of Ein Isser Chalal Isser, which came up a couple of days ago, and the different exceptions, the three exceptions to Ein Isser Chalal Isser, Isser Basachas, Isser Mosif, and Isser Kolel. Those are the three exceptions to the rule, that if it's Chal at the same time, or it's more inclusive, both in terms of the Chefsa, or in terms of the Gavras involved, so that would be Chal, Isser Chalal Isser. But then the Rambam says, V'yesh, and as we know, this Rambam is translated from the Arabic. Pirush Mishnayos was written in Arabic, as was the Moreh Nevuchim, and all the Sfarim of the Rambam, except for the Mishnah Torah. Says the Rambam, V'yesh b'masha nasanu v'datanu achshav nekuda nifla'a. This is known as the Rambam's nekuda nifla'a. The first time I heard it quoted, many years ago, the Rambam in the nekuda nifla'a, I thought it was a separate sefer. The nekuda nifla'a. No, it's not. It's right here. It's in the Pirush Mishnayos and Krisos on Daf Yud Gimel. The Rambam says, I have to share with you a wondrous point, a nekuda nifla'a, anu mi'adin aleha, shelefishi mafteach le'inyonim acherim. It is a key to understand many different topics. Umosif alma sheyishba midikta ka'iyun, v'zeh sheyadua. It's as follows. Shebasa b'chalav asur ba'ana, v'chalav derech bishol mutter ba'ana, v'chalav derech bishol mutter ba'ana, basa b'chalav is asur ba'ana. Lukishe yevushal hachelev im hachalav. Lama eino chal iser basar b'chalav or is al iser chalev? Why doesn't the iser of basar b'chalav chal on the iser of chalev? Chalev is eating non-kosher fats. That's an iser achila. Comes along basar b'chalav. If I cook chalev in milk, why do I not violate now two iserim? The iser of basar b'chalav, which is aser b'hana, should be chal on the iser chalev, which is only aser b'achila. For who ha-hekish b'nevela shu iser mosav k'mo shamanu kan b'chalev ha-kachim. And it continues. Says the Rambam, let me explain. The Isser Hanah of Basar B'Chalav is not like the Isser Hanah of other items. Lefisha Basar B'Chalav, Nasser B'Hanah, Mipnei She'asur HaKasav La'Achila. The Isser Hanah of Basar B'Chalav is just an expansion of the Isser Achila of Basar B'Chalav. Kamoshik Damnu, She'kal Isser HaAchila Asser B'Hanah, She'yifar Adachal Kasav. Vein Sham Kasav She'oser Achila So, V'Kasav Asa Isser Hanah Aso. Rak Shneho Inyonim Yachad, Heim Isser Basar B'Chalav. Lefichach, says the Rambam, Kishanu Omrim Ein Isser Chalal Isser, Lo Yachul Isser Basar B'Chalav Al Isser Nevela. At root, it's an Isser HaAchila that was expanded. Not a separate Isser Hanah, which would say, okay, it's Chal on an Isser Achila. V'lo haya Asser B'Hanah, avalu Mutter B'Hanah, v'ochle men elokim, ishim nevela, v'ein sham Isser Basar B'Chalav, kol Iker, l'fi shelo Chal, v'lo tia kushi b'mkobo medes, v'chulu. That's the Rambam, Nekuda Nifla, about the relationship between the Isser Hanah and the Isser Achila of Basar B'Chalav. Okay, now we continue with Mem Dalet Amid Beis, in the middle of the sugya of Tam ki Iker and Heter Mitzarif Leiser. Six lines up from the bottom of the page. Amar Lei Rav Acha Breid Rav Avya L'Rav Ashi Midrabanan Nishma L'Rabbi Akiva. From the Rabbanan Shita about Heter Tam ki Iker, we should say a parallel to Rabbi Akiva Shita about Heter Mitzarif Leiser. Milo Amri Rabbanan Mishras. Didn't the Rabbanan, as we saw on yesterday's daf, didn't the Rabbanan use the word Mishras by Nazir, Litain Tam Ki'ikr? That's the source for Tam Ki'ikr. And then, Mikanat Adon L'chol Isurin Shabbat Torah. And then they extended that to all Isurim. They learned it from Nazir and then extended. So Rabbi Akiva Nami. So too Rabbi Akiva, who we said is the Tana. Remember, we started off yesterday's daf with Rabbi Yochanan's statement. Rabbi Yochanan said, all Isurin in the Torah do not have Heter Mitzarif L'Isur, except for Isurin Nazir, based on Mishras. And then we said maybe also Sarvat Akhtiru. And we ended up saying, who is the opinion that Rabbi Yochanan is based on, that it's unique, and holds of Heter Mitzarif L'Isur? That is Rabbi Akiva's opinion. So the Gemara is saying, why don't we extend it? Why does he only have it, he learns it from Mishras, and he does not extend it? Just like the Rabbanan learned from Mishras, Tam Ki'ikr, and they extend it to Kol HaTorah Kula. The Rabbi Akiva Nami, Mishras Lahetim Mitzarif L'Isser, Mikanat Al-Don, L'Chol Isser, and Shabbat Torah Kula. Why don't we extend it, the principle of Heter Mitzarif L'Isser? If you don't have enough a shear of an Isser, but if it is all together and it's eaten as one, so the Heter can be Mitzarif. So Amalei answers Rav Ashi, Mishum Tahavi Nazir V'Chatas, Shnei Ksuvin Abon Ke'echad, V'Ein Malamdin. As we had earlier, the Sugya of Shnei Ksuvin, there are two sources to teach me Heter Mitzarif L'Isser. And if there are two sources, so why are there two sources? It must be only those two sources, and we don't generalize it. The principle of Shnei Ksuvin Abon Ke'echad, Ein Malamdin. So we know one, Nazir Had Amrin. So Nazir, we've already said, Mishras, and I soak my bread in wine. So a Nazir is not allowed to take part of that bread, even though part of it is Heter. It's Heter, it's Mutter bread. But now that it's absorbed, then you could, and it combines to the shear, Heter Mitzarif L'Isser. That's Nazir. Chatas, Mahi, what's the source for by Chatas? The Kedusha of Chatas, the Tanya, the Brisa says, V'chol asher yigabiv sarah yigdash, anything that touches the flesh of a carbon Chatas, anything, which includes lower level kachim, which includes basar chulin, whatever touches it, yiktash will become holy like the carbon chatas. The carbon chatas has a minimal time to eat it, just that day and that night, so anything that touches it will have that status. A carbon chatas only can be eaten by male kohanim, kachi kachim. So too, anything that touches it can only be eaten by male kohanim. A chatas has to be eaten within the azara. So too, anything that touches it has to be eaten in the azara. So all of these limitations of carbon chatas will apply to anything that touched it. V'chulu, yachol afilu lo bala. You might think even if there was no belia, right, and touched it cold. Tamalomar bivsara ach yivla b'basar. That's to be absorbed into the in the basar. That's what's given the status. That's when it's given the status of a carbon chatas. Yikdash lihios kamoha. And yikdash means it has the same status. Shimsula hi tipasel. If the carbon chatas is already pasul for some reason, so whatever tasha would also be treated as a pasul chatas. Vim kshera hi, and if it's kshera, teachel kuchaber sheba. It's eaten like the chamor tzad, which is the chatasad. Teachel kuchaber sheba. Right, Rashi says shara yesh ba beis minim echad chamor vechad kal vekula holechas achar achamor. Right, it all goes after the chamor, and the entire item goes after the chamor, and if I eat the entire item and I'm mashlim the shear of there was, let's say there was only absorption in part of it, but I'm mashlim the shear from the other parts of it, then that I am still chayif. So you see from there, that's hetter mitztarif l'iser. The entire item that got absorbed, part of it got absorbed with the carbon chatos, the entire item has that status. That's Rashi. Alma hetter mitztarif l'iser. So you see, it's shnei ksuvin aban ke'echad. We know it by nazir, and we know it by chatos, so that's why we don't use it as a model. Period. V'rabbananami. But one second, the Rabbanan and the Rishonim here explain, these psukim, for example, this pasuk by chatas, it's not only about hetem mitzarif l'iser, it also teaches me tam keker. It's also an assumption, a given of this pasuk. So not only do we now have two psukim for hetem mitzarif l'iser, we in effect have two psukim for tam keker. So the Gemara now asks, so how the Rabbanan generalize it? By Tom Keiker, Rabbi Akiva said the Messiah of Lisser. Well, we just had such a great answer. We said, why didn't Rabbi Akiva extend it? Because it's really Shnei Ksuvin Abon Keechad. So really, these psukim apply to Tom Keiker too. So why don't we say they're also Shnei Ksuvin Abon Keechad, and you can't learn to other contexts? So the Gemara says, no, Amri Hani Mitzrach Tzrichi. No, really, by Tom Keiker, you need both, as we're going to explain. Shneiksuvin aban ke'echad, ein malamdin, is only where you have two extra, it's totally extra. That you don't need both of them. You should have just said one. But if you could prove, based on svara, that you need both of them, neither of them are extra, so then it's not shneiksuvin aban ke'echad. They're not aban ke'echad. They're born for both reasons, and therefore, they wouldn't be extra, and you would be able to use them as models. Rabbi Akiva might, tzrichin, what would Rabbi Akiva answer? You need both. What do you mean? So Bishlama, Rabbi Kiva would say, no, you don't need both. Bishlama, because of Rachmana, Bechatas, Logamer, Nazir, Mina. Fine, if it said it by Chatas, you wouldn't have learned Nazir from it in terms of the Isurim of Nazir, to Chulin, Mikachim, Logamrinan. You would not learn Chulin from Kachim. Kachim would have a higher standard. We have in many areas, Kachim has a higher standard. Right, we quoted earlier, back in the first parak, Kachim even has a higher standard than Shruma. Right, in various halachas, the concept of a revi'i in Tumah only applies to kachim and does not apply to truma. So chulin mikachim lo gamrinan. So if it only said the halacha of hetem mitzarif l'iser / tam ke'ikar, if it only said that by kachim, so then I would not have known chulin, and that's why I would have to say chulin. Ela lichtov rachmana, but says Rabbi Akiva, lichtov rachmana bin nazir v'teisi chatas v'tigmar minei. Why doesn't it say it by nazir? Remember, we're not talking about the kachim of nazir. The Nazir has to bring karbanas at the end of his Naziris. That's not what we're talking about here. We're talking about the Isurim of Nazir of wine. So why didn't it just say the concept by Nazir, v'teisi chatas v'tigmar minei, and then you would have learned the halacha of chatas from it, to ha'kol Yisurim Shabbat Torah, kagamar minazir, because you will learn all the Isurim of the Torah from Nazir. So Rabbi Akiva says, why wouldn't you extend it? Why wouldn't you extend this? So if you don't extend this, I don't extend it either, right? And that's how he would say, or how would you, or he is saying that it is extra, and therefore because it is extra, you should say you are not allowed to extend it. So how do you extend it, Rabbanan? V'Rabbanan Amri L'cha Mitzrach Tzrich, and Rabbanan would answer back, no, right? You need both of them, therefore it's not extra, therefore it's not Shnei Ksuvin Aban Ke'echad, and that's why you're allowed to extend Tam Kikar to Kol HaTorah Kula. Why? How do you know it's not extra? Explain the Rabbanan. Chatas lehetem mitzarif l'iser. We say that chatas teaches me hetem mitzarif l'iser, because remember, the Rabbanan shita They learn Tam Ke'ikr from Mishras. So, Chavas Tichy Hetem Esav Lisser, V'chulen Mikachem Lo Gamar, and they don't hold of Hetem Esav Lisser L'chol Torah Kula. They don't learn Chulen from Kachim. U'mishras Litein Tam Ke'ikr, U'mikanet Adon L'chol Torah Kula. That's the Rabbanan Shita. Tam Ke'ikr applies all over, and Hetem Esav Lisser does not. For Rabbi Akiva, Travayu Hetem Esav Lisser. Rabbi Akiva holds, no, both of them are teaching me Hetem Esav Lisser. V'havelu Shtek Suban Abon Ke'echad, V'chol Shtek Suban Abon Ke'echad, Ein Milamdin. So that's how we end up talking about the Machlokas Tanoim. Last section, and then we'll have to talk about Halacha L'maisa. Says the Gemara, Amalei Ravashi L'Rav Kahana, Ravashi, who was just asked the question by Rav Acha, now asks a question. Amalei Ravashi L'Rav Kahana, Elohad Tanya, Mikol Asher Yaseh, Yaseh Migefen Hayayin, Mechartzanim V'Adzog. You have the pasuk by Nazir in Parshas Naso. Li made Ali Sirei Nazir Shemisarfim Zemze. All the Yisrael are mitzarev. For you have all the different types of products of grapes. They're all mitzarev to each other, says the Braisa. Because we say Mikol Asher, right? It's inclusive. Li made Ali Sirei Nazir Shemisarfim Zemze. So the Gemara says Hashdal Rabbi Akiva Isser VeHeter Mitzarfin Isser VeIsser Miboy. If according to Rabbi Akiva, we just said Heter Mitzarev L'Isser. Even something that's mutter can be mitzarif and mashlim the shear of the iser. So what's the chiddush of this brisa? Iser ve'iser mi boy? So surely iser ve'iser, you need a limud to teach me that? And the Meiri notes here, and the other Rishonim, we're obviously only talking about isurim that are affiliated with each other. You can't have two separate isurim, they're not mitzarif to each other. Or you can have maybe all isurim that are called racious. You could have, you know, various isurim like trefa and nevela, we mentioned, that are related to each other. All the isurim of nazir that are related to each other. But still, why would you need a source for this? Once you say heter mitzarif l'iser, so then surely isurim that are connected to each other would be mitzarif. Says the Gemara, Amar Leino, there's a chiddush. You're right that Isser ve'Isser and Isser ve'Heter are mitzarif, but there's still a separate difference. Isser ve'Heter bebasachas. Heter mitzarif l'Isser is only if you ate it at once. You have that bread that you soaked in wine and the Nazir ate it. That's Heter mitzarif l'Isser. But what if you ate some bread and then 4 minutes later you had some wine? That bread is not mitzarif l'Isser, even though you ate it in within 9 minutes of each other, b'chdei achilas pras. Right, we don't say that everything you ate in this time frame, in this sitting, is going to be mitzarif. So iser v'heter are only mitzarif bevas achas. Iser v'zechar zeh. Iser v'iser, though, are mitzarif, even one after another, as long as it's within b'chdei achilas pras, one time period. Remember the Minchas Chinuch, who discusses in Parshas Emor, how do you define b'chdei achilas pras? So he knows, do you go by the food? Do you go by the person? Everybody eats differently. And his ha'ar is amazing. Why isn't there a chazal that tells us the time? We have so many different opinions between 3 and 9 minutes. Why isn't there a chazal that tells us exactly how long it is? How many minutes? So explains the Minchas Chinuch, because maybe it's not kavua. Every party has different eating habits. Some people are faster eaters, some people are slower eaters. There's different types of foods. Some foods are naturally eaten slower. So maybe you'd make a bracha achrona even if eating is slower. Do you make a bracha achrona on sipping hot tea, which it takes longer than a chdei achilas pras to eat? This is the Minchas Chinuch discussion there. I think it's a Shin Yud Gimel in Pashas Emor relating to the sugya of chdei achilas pras. But now, getting back to the psak. So what is the psak now that we finished the sugya? Says Tosfos right here. Bishmaitzin. Mashma. See Tosfos Bishmaitzin. Detam ke'ikr da'oraisa. De'alfina an minazir. De'lava smachtahi. It sounds like you get the impression, says Tosfos from our Gemara, that tam ke'ikr is a real bona fide din. A din da'oraisa. You learn it from Mishras, from Nazir. It's not an asmachta. It's not a din da'rabanan. De'midi Rabbi Akiva da'amar laki. I had to misarif le'isr b'nazir. Nishbal Rabbanan, right? The Gemara is paralleling the two issues. So if Rabbi Akiva holds that Heter Mitzarif L'Isser is a Daraisa, it sounds like the Rabbanan hold that Tam Ke'ikr is Daraisa as well. This is the day of Rabbeinu Tam. This is the day of the Rush. This is the day of Tosfos and Maseches Chulin as well. Many Rishonim. Who argues? Rashi. Rashi. Rashi is not famous for his Psakim LaHalacha. But once in a while, in Maseches Chulin a number of times, we have Rashi giving Psak. Rashi in Tzadi Chesem Abeis, in the Sugi in Perakin Hanoshe, he quotes Tam Ke'ikr and he says, I think it is Dirabanan. Says Rashi, Ulaha, the Gemara there says, Tam ki ikir laha milsa. Tam ki ikir laha milsa. What does that mean? Says Rashi, Losin tam kim lunda usr bakachim, ki ikir mamasha shal isr. In kachim you say tam ki ikir. Ulaha milsa ktani zehu lim ute shar kachim, avachulin shaper gamina mine lamea bashishim. Right, but by chulin there's a concept of bittel to hakimlan me'achara mahatos the batli beruba viafina me'achala hachmir d'lo lift halal b'meya v'rava lesle tam ki'ikr b'chulin mida oraisa beruba batil elamidirabanan. It's the rabbanan, like Rabbi Yochanan says in Maseches Avodah Zarah, kol shetamo v'lo mamasho ein lokin alav. The Gemara says on Daf Samach Zayin in Avodah Zarah, Tam of Lamash, you don't get Malkus. Rashi understands that to mean it's Drabanan. Other Rishonim say, no, you might not get Malkus, but it's still Daraisa. Sometimes you have Daraisas without Malkus. So that is a major machlokas, whether we say it's Daraisa or Drabanan. If you look in Tosfos in Maseches Bechoros, on Daf Chav Beis, Tosfos says, you only say Tam Ki Iker when it comes to Oraisa, this is his chelik, when it comes to Isure Achila. That's what Tosfos says, Dimas Al Hanach, Daf Chav Beis, in Bechoros. Velo Dami Lashar Isurin, Shehu Beno Saint Tam, Delo Itmar Tam Ki Iker Le'inyin Tuma, Vechei Nevela Betela Bishchuta Le'inyin Tuma. When it comes to Tum of Itara, you don't have a concept of Tam Ki Iker, says Tosfos, in Maseches Bechoros. If you look in the Ran Avodah Zarah, Daf Lamed Zayin, in the Daf Yerif says maybe there's no Tam Ki Iker when it comes to Yisuri Hana. What's the Svara? What's the Svara for limiting Tam Ki Iker to Yisuri Achila? Explains Rabbi Yosef Engel in the Lekach Tov in Klal Gimel, which is Be'inyan Tam Ki Iker. That's where he discusses the Chakira, which we mentioned in the past. We mentioned this from Reb Chaim. Reb Chaim has the same Chakira. The Chakira is, what does Tam Ki Iker mean? And then we'll get into this far for Tosfos. What does Tam Ki Iker mean? So explains Rabbi Yosef Engel, all the Achronim have the same basic Chakira, all with their respective formulations. Says the Lekach Tov, when I say, taste is usher. For example, let's say a treif frank fell into my soup, and I quickly take out the tray of frank, but it's boiling hot. So some of the tam went into the soup. So let's say there's not enough to be mevatel. It's less than 1 to 60. So now this whole soup is treif. There's no frank in there. Only the taste of the frank is in there, not the frank. That's the din of tam ki iker, usser. So what does that mean, tam ki iker is usser? Is that, yesh lomar, says the Rabbi Yosef Engel, the al yedei hargashas hatam nechshav ha'etzem lenikar v'al korchach etzem ha'isr in abatav oser, is it, it's as if the item is still there. That's the chiddush of tam ke'ikar, it's like the ikar's there. Taste is as if the item is still there. Is that what we say? Or we say, no, the item is not there anymore. This is a new iser called ta'am. Not only is the iser usur, but the ta'am of the iser is usur. That's the chiddush. Ta'am atzmo havi iser. V'gzeres akasivu. That's the gzeres akasiv. That's the din. And there can be nafkaminas. For example, do you get malchus? If tam ki iker is not based on a mefurish law, it could be that even if it's d'oraisa, you're not going to get malchus on it because you need hishomer pen al or lo. Or do we say that it's an extension of each and every law, so it is as if it's mefurish? That's the discussion in Rabbi Yosef Engel and Kedarka Hakodesh. He quotes many different tzadim and rayas on both sides of the issue, and then he gets into the svara of our Tosfos and our Ran. Tosfos and Bechoros and Nafchav Beis. Tam Ki Iker does not apply to Tuma. It only applies to Isuri Achila. Why should that be? Explains the Lekach Tov. V'nira basvaras davar zeh. Derak beisur achila, de inyina isur hu achila, the ikar inyina achila hu hanas taimo. What's the root of isuri achila? The taste. Shenena al yedei hargasha satam. Ukemavur bechulun daf kuf gimel hanas grono beinan. And v'teid, I'll prove it to you. Shaharei beirev davar mar, v'taimo mar, if I mixed in something very bitter, and now it doesn't taste good. Al yedei kein hare pater bi isurim sheinam noagim ela kederach achilaso v'al shem ayin sham shaper yesh chalos leiser gam alatam. So you see, tam is the root of Isuri Achila. V'shayach me'lomer datam ke'ikr. Avo betuma she'en la'inyin la'achila. What does tuma have to do with achila? Nothing. Tuma has to do with halachic definitions. Rak shechal inyin tuma ala chefetz, shayach chefetz betame achirim b'nigi aso. Belina sinas tam. Tuma has nothing to do with sinas tam. Two cold things touch each other. Right, a recently dead sheret touches somebody. They're both cold. Still, tumah is transferred. No nesinas tam. Unehi shekaba dvar masur and bachila k'shem tumeim. You're right. Sometimes some items are bachila too, but you have to isolate isuri achila and isur tumah, and that's why tam ki'ikar is a function of tumah. Zen niral ani as daiti al kapanim ledaktig midevri atosvus hanal shekaso delinian tumah lo arminin tam ki'ikar she tumah ein la chalos alatam mashenkin isur yesh lomar de yesh lo chalos gam alatam kima de lagabe isur arminin tam ki'ikar vlo arminin gain gabe. Tuma. Then he quotes other rays as well, but that's his svara. Tam Kiker is a function of Yisuri Achila. Interesting, if you look a couple of pages later, after at the end of his Tam Kiker discussion, all the way at the end of Klal Gimel, he says, I was just very excited about this this sugya because it's something I came up with when I was younger, and he's very affectionate about what he came up with from some of his chidushim when he was younger. Okay, let us continue now with the Mishnah. Next Mishnah. Batzek shebesitke areva. If one has dough that they put into the cracks of a trough. Let's say in the days of old, they didn't have pots like we have metal pots. They had clay pots, and sometimes they cracked a little bit and pieces of clay came out. So they would put in some dough to fill up the cracks. So what happens if you have some dough there regarding the Isser of Chametz? So here we go. Basik Shabbat Gareva, if you have dough that are stuck into the cracks of the trough or of the pot, whatever you're using, so you have to worry about that for Pesach. So im yesh kezayis b'makam echad chayev levayir. If you have a kezayis in one area, you have to be mevayrit. You have to get rid of it. Right? The Sfasebe says this is a raya. Tashitas Rashi at the beginning of the perek for what does elu ovrin mean? If you remember that machlokas that we discussed 3 days ago, elu ovrin Rashi in terms of Rashi said you violate by Rabbi Yamatzei. Tos says you have to get rid of. Rabbi Tam says you have to get it off the table. But here chayel avar, you have to get rid of it. It sounds like because of by Rabbi Yamatzei. So you see the word biur is used in that context here. Ve'im lav bata b'miyuto. But if not, it is bata b'miyut. If it is work, if you have less than a kezayis in one spot. V'chein, that's one half. Then we'll get back to that. V'chein le'inyin tumah. But first we get v'chein le'inyin tumah, which Pesach in the Gemara will discuss. And pashtus, what does it mean here regarding chatitza? If something touches the item, is it as if it touched the pot? So im makpid alav chotzeis. If you're makpid that it shouldn't remain there forever and you're going to take it off at some point, chotzeis, then it's a problem of chatitza. V'im rotzei v'kiyuma. But if you want it there forever and you're mevatel it there, harayik areva, that it gets the status of the areva, and therefore it is not chotzeis. Pesach will have to talk about the tumah in the coming days. The Magen Avraham in Taf Mem Beis Sif Yud discusses, and again, this is the lumdis that's discussed on this Mishnah. The Magen Avraham discusses the issue of Baal Yerah Baal Yimatzei for less than a kezayis. For less than a kezayis. Is there an Isser by Rabbi Yamasi less than a kezayis? So we know by Isuri Achila, for the full Isser, we need the shear. For less than the full Isser, we have the concept of Chatzi Shear. We pass like Rabbi Yochanan in the Gemara at the beginning of the last paragraph of Maseches Yuma. Dafayin Gimel and Dafayin Dalet. We pass in Chatzi Shear as Aser Min HaTorah. But the question is, what about by Baal Yerah Baal Yimatzei? Does the Isser of Chatzi Shear apply to Baal Yerah Baal Yimatzei? So that's the Magen Avraham has different deos here in Sif Katan Yud in Mitzvah in Siman Taf Mem Beis, where the Shulchan Aruch quotes our Mishnah there. So that is the question. The Achronim there really flesh this out. The Chacham Tzvi writes in a Tshuva in Siman Peifav. He thinks that Chatzi Shear, at least in one point of the Tshuva, only applies to Isuri Achila, which the Achronim point out is against Rashi in Maseches Shabbos on Daf Ayin Dalet, where Chatzi Shear is used in the concept of Borer on Shabbos, and maybe it's against the first Magen Mishnah in Hilchas Gezeila, where the Rambam says Gezeila Yerchayev even for stealing a tiny amount, even less than a pruta, and the Magen Mishnah quotes Chatzi Shear is Asur Min HaTorah. So both of those are not Isuri Achila. Okay, so the Chacham Tzvi would have to deal with those those sources. But at least in one line, he gives a svara to explain why it does not apply to non-isuri achila. I think we might have come up once before in this mesechta. Says the Chacham Tzvi, inami yesh lomar, da'afta b'chol isurin, pachlos mikashir, nami yasir min ha-Torah, even though you usually have a kaz b'chazi shir, which is asa daraisa, haynu dafka ba'osem maisa, shemachshivu oso, pachos mechazi shir. This is based on the sugya of achshavei. Less than a shir, less than a kezayis, it's nothing. What gives this significance? Ah, if I eat it, if I act and do something, and I consume it, that's showing that I consider it significant, and I give it chashivas. And that's why chatzijur is also in the Torah, by Yisuri Achila, because once you eat it, you've given it significance. But avo bechametz pachos mikezayis, she'eno osem maisa, ela menicha bebeso. I leave it in my house. I have a couple of crumbs, ve'ena crumbs, because that might be batam amela, as the Gemara says earlier, but you have a little, some small pieces that are less than a kezayis, ve'ena mavaro, so I didn't show through my actions, I didn't do any maisa to be machshivit, kiven she'ena osed davar, she'marabo, she'machshivo, lo amrinan be'i chazi litztarufei. You don't say that it is combinable. That is the Chacham Tzvi explaining why the sugya of the chatzi shir shouldn't apply to bal yira bal yimatzeh. The Shagas Aryeh also, at the end of Siman Pei Aleph, also discusses this sugya, and he also relates that bal yira bal yimatzeh might be different than others. Let me just find the line. He says, im kain ein lechalik bin kashir lepachas bi kashir by other isurim v'shneim shavin asurim ben atorah b'kazayis v'ein lokan aleim im kain tikshir lecha. What about when it comes to isurei by Rabbi Yimatzeh? So he says, v'nira li litin tam ledavar de maishna linya bal yirah de leki isur klal b'pachas bi kashir mashenkin b'kol isurim mishum da amrinan hasam. Why do you say chatzi shir is asam in a Torah? Because of chatzi listarufe, it's combinable. If I eat half a shir now, in 2 minutes from now, I can eat another shir, and it's all combinable. So that works by Yisurei Achila, says the Shagas Aryeh. Why? Let's say at 10 a.m. I ate a half a kezayis, and then at 10:03 I ate another half a kezayis. So that's combined. And now it's Usur. When did my Avera start? My Avera started at 10 o'clock. And it continued to 10:03. That's where you could say Chazilitz Tarufe. But what about Bali Rabbi Yimatzeh? What if I have half a kezayis in my house at 10 o'clock? And then I get another half a kezayis in my house at 10:03. When did the Avera start? Only at 10:03. 10 o'clock was nothing. If you have a half a kezayis, you didn't do an action then. So that's the principle of Chazilitz Tarufe can't apply in that type of context. He says, "Hari shemachal achshav kalshu kshiyachshav yochav b'chtei achilas pras ashe yashli mimol d'shir kezayis nimsa hai kalshu sha'achal kfar bi'isura achal l'mafreya to ha'iyu mitztarif u'mashlon l'shir achila." Aval says the Shagas Aryeh, "Gabe bal yira'e di'afilu im yashlim l'basar zman l'shir kezayis eino over ela al mikanu l'haba." Calls Mashisha etzlo pachas b'kezayis leki zura klalam afreya afilu baser lishlima l'kezayis ino over al shehiyos pachas b'kashir klal lisha avar ela al lehaba mishash lishlima kashir. And therefore, because at this moment at 10 o'clock it's impossible for this to be an avera, because right now it's only pachas b'kezayis, that's why you don't say chatzi shir is aser min haTorah by bal yira bal yimatzeh. Two different svaras, one given by the Chacham Tzvi, and one given by the Shagas Aryeh in terms of Bal Yira Bal Yimatzeh. The Maharam Chalava, just one final source, says right here, Maharam Chalava says, well, maybe Bal Yira Bal Yimatzeh might be a different, I'd have different rules than other non-Isurei Achila. Why? Very important line right here. Maharam Chalava Psachem Memhei, because it's connected to the Isurei Achila. Put this on the list. The three Yisurim of Pesach. Are there any connections between them? Is there a connection between Bal Yira Bal Yimatzeh and the Isur Achila? So we had the Ran on Daf Beis that Bal Yira Bal Yimatzeh is a Syag D'Araisa for the Isur Achila. The Maharam Chalava right here, that even if normally you say Chatzi Shir should not apply to non-Isurei Achila, but maybe here it would because of its connection to the Isur Achila of Chametz. We also discussed the Machlokas V'Shamay Beis Hillel in Beitza Daf Zayin. Also, whether you compare in terms of the shear for Bior, for Bal Yira Bal Yimatzeh, do you compare it to the Isurei Achila? So that's, again, a number of items that are discussed here. Okay, let's continue. Again, there's more about Chatzi Shir, a very important Rambam, but let's just cover some ground, and then we'll, Be'ez Hashem, get back to it. Says the Gemara. Amar Rav Yehuda Amar Shmuel. So remember the Mishnah said, if you have dough closing up some cracks in the pot, in the bowl, if you have a kazayis in one spot, you have to get rid of it. If not, it's batel. So 2 days now, two versions in the Gemara. Amar Rav Yehuda Amar Shmuel. First version. Lo shanu. When do we say that a kazayis in one spot you have to get rid of? Ela b'makom she'en asuyin l'chazek. That's only if it's up above. There are two parts of the pot. And we'll get to, later on, three parts of the pot. But right now, two. There's the bottom part, which holds the pot together. And if the pot, this crack is not filled up, the pot is basically not usable. There, we assume that you want it there and you're mevatel it there. And then we have, on towards the top of the pot, where it's einan asuyin l'chazek, on the sides, on the walls of the pot. So when do we say that you have to get rid of a kazayis? If it's towards the top, because then you're not mevatel that there. Aval b'makam sha'asuyin l'chazek, but if it's on the bottom of the pot, eino chayv l'va'er, even if it's a kazayis, you don't have to be mevar it. Because it's for sure, batel, you have made it part of the pot. Michlau, to pachos be kazayis, what does this sound like? If the chiluk is within kazayis, so pachos be kazayis, afilu makam sha'asuyin l'chazek, eino chayv l'va'er. So then, even on the top part of the pot, pachos be kazayis should be mutter. That's the first daya, which is lakula. And iki damasi la seifa. Others have this version discussing the seifa of the next line of the Mishnah. V'imla batel b'meyuto. No, and if it's less than a kizayis, it's batel. So on that, Amar Rav Yehuda Amar Shmuel, lo shon ela b'makom asui l'chazek. When do we say that if it's less than a kizayis, it's batel? That's only towards the bottom of the pot where it's batel. Ava b'makom she'en asui l'chazek. But if it's on the top part of the pot, chayiv levaya to get rid of it, even if it's less than a kizayis, michlau mashma de kizayis afil b'makom asui l'chazek chayiv levayer. That if it's a kizayis, even towards the bottom of the pot, you have to get rid of it, because the Mishnah is only discussing pachos b'kizayis. So 2 days, the first one l'kula, the second one l'chumra. Tanya kalishna kama, tanya kalishna baster. We have a brisa that supports each one. Tanya kalishna kama. We have one that supports kalishna kama, l'kula, that even a kizayis can be batel, and less than a kizayis is automatically batel, even on top. Basik shibisit kiareva. Bimakam ha'asui l'chazek. If it's on the bottom of the pot, eino chotzeitz ve'eino over, it does not create a chatzitza because it becomes part of the pot, and what does not violate Bal Yerabai Matzei, but welcome, she'ein asui l'chazek, but if it's towards the top of the pot, chotzeitz ve'over. B'medver mamurim b'kizayis. This is all about a kizayis. Ava b'pachos b'kizayis, afilu b'makom she'ein asui l'chazek, less than a kizayis even on top, eino chotzeitz ve'eino over. Period. So it's beferish like the first lishna. The tanyik lishna basra, and there's a brice that supports the lishna basra as well, l'chumra, basik shebisit ke'areva, the Tosefta says, b'makom ha'asui l'chazek, if it's towards the bottom of the pot, eino chotzeitz ve'eino over, it does not present a chatzitza for hilchos tuma. Ve'eino over, and what does not violate for when do we say these rules? Pachos mikizayis. Aval bikizayis. Afilu b'makom asui l'chazek chotzitz va'over. Fine. So we have a brisa explicit that supports both of the lishnas. So the Gemara now says, kashina hadadi. So is there any way to put the two brisas together? The two brises would support different versions of the Mishnah, but, right, is there any way to put them together? We'd rather not have a machlokas. We'd rather try to put them together. So, Amar Rav Huna, 2 days. Rav Huna has the first day. Sami kilsa mikame chamirta. Rav Huna says delete. Press the delete button. Delete the first day. Really, the first day and the first brisa must not be authoritative. And the second one, the chumra one, must be authoritative. Right, so take it out. Why do you take out that one? What Rashi just says, the first one is not authoritative. Kamaisa she'ena mishnah. Ask the tzlach, why do you take out the first one? Why, because you want to be machmir. But are we talking about a din d'oraisa here or a din d'rabbanan? Right, it makes a big difference, explains the tzlach. Said the tzlach, havadai div iser torah zlin l'chumra. And the question is, these 2 days of Shmuel and these two brises, was bittul done or not? If bittul was done, we know, the Gemara said earlier, daftal midaraisa bittul ba'al masagi. If bittul was done, we're only talking about a derabanan. And if we're talking about a derabanan, we should be suffik or somewhat, and it's not really a suffik here, but it's a machlokas lakula, and we should say maybe the first brisa we should keep. Ula chalek, maybe, or maybe we could even say there's a difference between the two brises versus bittel versus not bittel. The first day, the first brisa, that's lakula, is where he was mevatel. So it's a derabana context. And the second brisa says tislach, where he was not mevatel. So it is daraisa. Ula chalik bin bittel, sha'az ein kanisir Torah, amrina kalishta kama. De eno chayim levayer, ki im batarti ligriusa. Kizayis b'makam echad, v'gameno asu l'chazik. V'im lo bittel, v'kfar rachas vani suro, so then kalishta basra, because that's tarti l'maliusa, eno chayim levayer, you would need pachas b'kizayis and asu l'chazik. And therefore he says, ula fiza efshar, v'gam hani, tarti brises, lo sasriya hadadi. Maybe you shouldn't have to even get rid of any of them. V'kamaisa mari b'bittel kfar, u'basraisa mari b'shalom. Why didn't the Gemara say that? Says that tzlach, I'll tell you why. Ela de bahalesa. De bishlama mishna seinu lo mairi im over bal yura ela bedin chiyiv habiur. Ika lameo lachale kanal. In the Mishnah's Lashon, you can try to fit in such a discussion of bitel and lo bitel. Aval braisa over tani. It says over. Over is daraisa. V'im kenaf kamaisa al karcha below bitel mairi. Even the first price uses the term over, and therefore it must be there was no bitel done. If there was no bitel done, then we must be talking about a daraisa context, and therefore that's why we're sami kilsa. That's what Rashi says. We take out the first one because bida oraisa azrinan avdinan and azlinan lachumra. Okay, that is all number one. Answer number one. Answer number two. Rav Yosef Amar, Tanoi Shakalt Me Alma. Tanoi. Rav Yosef, what's your problem? So maybe some machlokas Tanoim. You brought Tanoim from the world, Shakalt Me Alma? A lashon that's used in various places in Shas where we want to say, what's the difference? Right? It's so problematic that you're forced to say, well, no, it's a machlokas Tanoim. Where's the machlokas Tanoim? As follows. Tanoi. We'll get back to that lashon. The Tanya, the Brisa says, "Hapas she machlokas tanoim." As we'll see, whether bittel of a large amount of chametz can be true, right? That's the machlokas. If you have a kizayis of chametz in a makom ha'asui l'chazik, is it bittel or not? First day it says yes, second day it says no. So that's a machlokas tanoim. The Tanya, "Hapas she ifsha." Somebody has moldy bread. Chayiv levar mibnei sheroy l'shochaka. Why? Because even though it's not edible, it can be crumbled. Ulechamea ba kame isos acheros, and it can be used to be mechameitz and 11 other doughs. Rabbi Shimon ben Elazar Omer ba medra murim bin mukuyemes la'achila. Shimon Elazar says that's only if you plan to do that and you plan to eat it and you have not designated it for anything else. Aval kupas se'or, but if you have a block of se'or which can be crumbled and used to be mechamei isos acheros, but you don't have that in mind. She'yichdo li'yeshiva, but you have designated it to be a chair. Right, you're going to sit on it. You have a big block. Batla, so then it could be batel. So either Amar, Rav Shimon Elazar, batla from the fact that Rav Shimon Elazar says bita would work. Michlal, the Tanakama, savar lo batla. The Tanakama must say that wouldn't work. Alma, kasavar, kol kezayis. Avagav, the mevatel lo batel. Right, so kezayis, it must be that the Tanakama holds a kezayis, even if you're mevatel it is not batel. So therefore, you see, that's the two brises in terms of kizayis b'makam ha'asui l'chazek. Period. Two ha'aris. That is, the Chashuki Chemed here discusses, fascinating discussion of this question. He discusses a mishutak, someone who is, Rachman al-Hassan, paralyzed in their fingers and their arms. They have no feelings in their fingers. And the question is that the mishutak has a kadur shel isas batzek, a ball made of old dough. Old dough, that is, pasha ifsha. Hamiyach, and he uses it to exercise his fingers, and in that way, hopefully, over time, he'll get some feeling back in the fingers. So, is that allowed to be used? Right, hamiyach be'etzba'os be'isa ozeres lo kis amlus kedei lohashavo eschush amishus. You can use that on Pesach. Is that a Pesach? So this is it. So if we were asked this in 5 years from now, oh, Mefurish Gemara, Pesachim Memhei. No, Rav Zilberstein has Shas on his fingertips. So he says Pesachim Memhei Mabez Kupas Saor Ulechora Huadin Bekadur Batzeik Im Kfar Mishmeish Bo Lefnei Pesach Nifsa La'Achila. Nobody's going to eat this because it's been misyached for exercise. And Rova Nashim Yamenu Lo Yochlu Yoser Es Batzeik. Why? Ki Safa Karbe Zaya. There's a lot of sweat in it. V'lichluch and dirt from Mehayadayim from the hands. Nobody's going to eat this now. So it's already been batel and misyached. Therefore, Lechora should be mutter. But he says, if you look in the Rambam says you should also, based on a Gemara that we're going to have in a couple of lines, that you should also smear it with something. So to here, maybe smear it with some type of chomer, some type of cleaning substance, so to really passel it from achila, and then it would be mutter. Good. That's number one. Then he has a discussion here, not really related, talking about yichdol yeshiva. He says, is there any special element regarding places where gedolim sat? Right, he quotes that he knew somebody who was in a shul in Europe before the war, and there was a sign next to a chair. Al kisei ze yashav Reb Akiva Eiger. Right, is there something special there, or a special chair in the Belzer Beis Medrash, the chair of the previous Belzer Rebbe, and they have in the Maharal shul in Prague. Right, they have the shtender of the Maharal. So. Is there something davar skuli there? So he said, he quotes, he asks his brother, Rav Chaim Kanievsky, he says, yes, says, ein baze bitul Torah. Yesh baze inyan skuli. Regarding what? To be inspired by it, to go look at it. But interesting, that's, once we're talking about, sheyichdol yeshiva. So he throws that in there. Okay, back to our Gemara. Says the Gemara now, so we answer the stira, halfway between the two brises. So we said, the machlokes, whether if you have a kezias, can it be batel, like the bottom part of the pot? So we said that's a machlokas. So amrele, third wide line, abaye, amrele, abaye, tiratza bikizayas, pachos mi kizayas mi tiratza. So there was really a double machlokas. There's a machlokas about whether a kizayas can be batel. So that we answered. What about the other one? Whether pachos mi kizayas needs to be batled. Right? Pachos mi kizayas. Rashi, b'makom she'ein asui l'chazek. Pachos mi kizayas up above, that's also a stira. Right, is that, you have to be mavire that or not? You have to be mavatal that. So how do you answer that, stira? So, Ella, the Gemara says, Havahar Shimon Elazar, he? Really, both brises are Shimon Elazar Shita from this last one. The Lokasha, Havamakam Lisha, Hashalobamakam Lisha. What does that mean? Rashi explains, now we have three areas in the Areva. Not two. We have the bottom part of the Areva, right, of the kneading trough, which is the most serious part. That's the area where you put the water in at first. Then you add the dough and you knead it. So that's, as you knead it, the bottom, the walls, the middle area of the walls that is used. And then you have the top part of the pot, which is even above the place where the kneading goes. Sometimes it splashes, a couple of parts of the dough splash up on top and the upper rim. That's the upper level. So you have three areas of the pot. The bottom part where the water goes, the in-between part where the kneading takes place, and then you have the top part, which hardly ever is used. So there really, and Rashi goes through it, there's no stira, right? Each brisa is talking about a different part. When we say that even pachos mikazayas, it's tzorech levatel and tzorech levayer, that's on the upper tippy-tippy. So you're not mevatel anything there. If you have a discussion whether if you're mevatel or not, it's nothing automatic, that's in the middle. An automatic bitul, even a kezias, is in the bottom part of the pot, where the water is. So that's how you fit in. And Rashi goes through how you fit in the words of the brises. There's no stira. Amar Avashi, Rashi continues and says, Lotema shalom makam lisha agabata agna. Don't say shalom makam lisha. The third area doesn't mean the outside of the pot. Elash sifta da agna. Just means the upper lip of the pot. That's also included in this third category. Pshita, that's obvious. Ma'adotema zimna da atifu mati lahasam kamash mula. Now you might think that sometimes some water goes there on the upper rim of the pot. So you can include it in area 2, not in area 3. Kamash Vilan, it's in area 3. The upper tip is in area 3. Period. Amar Rav Nachman, Amar Rav Elazar, Rav Shimon Elazar, we pass like Shimon Elazar, that if you have a kezias that you're mevatel, it is batel, and you don't violate by Rabbi Yematzei. Ain't, is it really true? V'yamar Rav Yitzchak Bar Ashi, Amar Rav, im tach paneha betit, if you lined the item that you are being mevatel with tit, with some type of material, with tar, with lime, betela. So tach in lo tach lo. So what do you mean? It sounds like only if you line it. So the Gemara says, banda masti ha, lo masti ha. One day is, tzemach lokes. Ika da amre, amre v'nach b'na marav, ain alakar shem b'min alazar. Maybe we should say that alakar da alakar shem b'min alazar, to amre v'yasal marashi, am arav, and tach b'na betit, batala, v'chulu, 2 days, whether we use this as a kasher, or whether we use this as a, well, that's a different day. Period. If you look in the Rishonim, the Rush and others, They don't quote all these details about arevas and sticking in the dough. Very important line. The Rush says in Oz Beis right here, Lo ha'arachti leva'er divrei abaya. Makam Lisha, Loba Makam Lisha. What does Rashi say? What does the Ri say? Why? Lefisha Yisrael Kedoshim Haim. The Gorarin Umavarin Kal Chametz Hanimsa. Afilu Kal Shehu. Afilu Im Nidvak Makosle Abayas. Says the Rashi already, we don't use pots with chametz in it. Were you mevatel it, not mevatel it? How big was it? Yisrael Kedoshim Haim. We just get rid of it. And therefore, this is not so Alacha Lamaisa, says the Rashi, even in the days of the Rishonim. And therefore, that's why he wasn't ma'arich about it so much in his commentary. Period. Vayter Amar Nachman Amar Shmuel Shnei Chatzoi Zesim V'Chutcho Patzik Beneihem. So, but once we're still within this discussion, Lamaisa, what if we said less than a kazayis makes a difference? So, what if you have two less than a kazayis, but there's a thin string of dough between them? Does that combine them? So, Rowan, we view, if when you would pick up the chut, some of the dough would come with it from the sides, chayev lavars, they're connected. But if not, it's as if it's not there, and therefore, no chayev beer. Amar ula lo amar ela ba'areva, this is all only in an areva. If they have two separate, parts of the areva, we assume they're not together. Aval ba'bayis chayev lavar. But ironically, if they're both in a house, which is a much larger area, you have to be mevarit, my time, a why, this isn't to kanish lehu v'nafli gabli adadi. Maybe you'll sweep up and the two pieces will come together. In an areva, they have their own separate area, they're not moving. But when it comes to a house, they can move. So therefore, chayav levar, you might come to put them together. Amar ula ba'u b'ma arava, they asked in Eretz Yisrael, bayis v'ali amau, what if you have half a kazayis in a house and half a kazayis in the second floor? Are we worried that it's going to fall down and be mitzarif? Bayis v'achsadramau. And what if you're not worried about that? What if it's on the same level? Inside and outside. Or shnei batim zulafnim yizur. Two houses. Mahu teku. So we'll have to wait for Elio for that one. Period. Tana rabbanan vaiter. Hapashi ifsha. We were just talking about this up above. Hapashi ifsha v'nifslamila echola adam. The akel of yachola ochlo. If you have bread that became moldy and it's no longer edible for humans, but it's edible for dogs. Mitami tumas ochlin bekebetza. It still has a status of food. Because it was food, and now it got a little bad, but it's still edible for a dog, so it still has a status of food for Tumas Ochlin, Vinisrefinis imatameya bepesach, but it could be burned, if it's truma, it could be burned with tame items on Pesach, because, as we discussed at length earlier in the second half of the first perek, it's not edible right now. If it's not edible, so you can burn it. It doesn't have the status of truma anymore. Mishur Rabbi Nasan Amru, ain't a metame. No, it is not metame anymore. It loses the status of food as well in terms of tumah v'tahara, if it's not edible for people. Keman azahad is not. So who holds the following mishnah in Taurus? Klal amar v'taharas. Kol am yuchal ochel adam. Tame achi pasa mila'echol lekelev. Keman delok Rabbi Nasan. Rabbi Nasan says, mila'echol adam. This mishnah says that has to be nifsal me'achilas kelev. So this mishnah is against Rabbi Nasan. Tana Rabban, last section. Arevas ho'abdanim. If you have a pot where tanners use to tan their hides, which stinks very badly, shenasan latocha kemach, and you use some flour in the tanning process. So you put some flour into the mixture. Toch shloshi yamim, if it's within 3 days of Pesach, chayiv levar, you have to be mevarit because it takes at least 3 days to become disgusting and putrefied. Kodim shloshi yamim, but if it's within more than 3 days before Pesach, inu chayiv levar, because by the time Pesach comes, it's disgusting, does not have the status of flour anymore. Am Rabbi Nasan, b'mendr amurim shelo nasan latocha oros. This is all only if you didn't put the hides in yet. Avonasan latocha oros. But if you already put the hides in, avilutoch shlosh in chayv lavar. Then even within three, because it ruins the flour right away, and it will be mutter. Amar Rava halacha krebi nasan afilu yom echad afilu shoach achas. Even if it's just for an hour, the hides go in right before Pesach for an hour with the flour. The flour already does not have the status of chametz. Good. So this gets through some issues of chametz and batzek b'shebesikhi areva. Just one final ha'ara from the Eretz Tzvi, from the Kasha Klaver. He quotes just the lashon we had up above, where Rav Yosef said, Tanoi shakalt me'alma. What does that lashon mean? You took tanoim from the world? So says the Eretz Tzvi, says the Kasha Klaver. We know the Zohar tells us in Parshas Truma, istakel bo raisu bara alma. The Torah is the blueprint of the world. And the Torah is what makes the world stand. Imkain, says the Kashuk Lover, Shekol din midini haTorah hareu echad miyesodos haolam v'kiyumo. Every opinion in Torah is part of holding up the world, is a pillar of the world. And therefore, that's what Rav Yosef is saying. That's what's meant by this Lashon. You're taking Tanaim from the world. What does that mean? Every time you say you're going to delete something, so then you're taking away an opinion. Don't delete anything. Say it's two opinions. Tanaihi. Because it's all parts of holding up of the world. Unbelievable. And he said, that's why Talmidei Chachamim, Atzik Rabbonai Chalabonai, if they're builders of the world. He said, that's the Lashon of Tanoi Shakal Me'alma. Okay, we'll stop here. Be'ez Hashem, we will continue. There is an Adapa'in Shir that was given last night related to Kitnios and Gebrux and Matzah Shruya. Feel free to enjoy. Again, on the OU website, OU.org/Torah, under Daf Bi'iyun.